The blame game in Washington has gone into overtime. The White House says President Obama will wait until just before midnight before enacting those across-the-board sequester cuts. Meanwhile, the war of words continues between the House and Senate leaders.
Joining us this morning to talk about it, David Gregory. He's the moderator of NBC's Meet the Press. David, this slow-motion car wreck finally gets to the point where there's collision today. What comes next?
Well, not a whole lot immediately, and I think that's an important point. This is not like the fiscal cliff where all of a sudden America doesn't pay its bills. You're going to have pockets of real impact. Look, both sides, whether it's the White House warning of hurting economic recovery and kids getting kicked out of Head Start, furloughed workers in the military, or Republicans who have talked about this as a national security emergency. None of these things are going to happen right away. It'll be a rolling set of impacts over 30 days' time. And I think that somehow impacts the political calculation on this as well.
And House Speaker John Boehner has lashed out at the Senate for not passing any alternatives to the sequester. They tried a couple of things yesterday. Both of those failed. Did they ever have a real shot?
They never had a real shot. But, you know, the reality is that the House passed some replacements for the sequester that were laden with the sort of poison pills that Boehner blamed Senate Democrats for. There's a big ideological divide. They don't want any more revenues as part of this. A lot of conservatives in the House, particularly more Tea Party conservatives, are particularly happy to accept a 2% across-the-board reduction in the nation's budget, in the government's budget. So the political leverage, I really think, is on the Republican side on this. They didn't want it. They did vote for the sequester, 174 Republicans in the House. But now they've come around to see its impact being positive. Clumsy, but overall positive.
Well, clumsy is an interesting way to put it. You talk about the political calculation here, David. With so many important decisions like, the budget, continuing resolution, the debt limit, all coming up at the end of this month now, since we're already in March today, did they just decide, you know what, rather than maybe capitulating three times, let's do a deal and maybe get everything done at the end of March?
Well, they might. But look, as an economist said to me not long ago, figuring this out is not hard. Figuring it out while winning politically, that's hard. And that is what both sides are trying to figure out. I mean, the reality is that the president is prepared to do, he's done a lot of cuts. He's actually prepared to do some things on Medicare entitlement reform that makes him pretty unpopular with Democrats, but he does want more revenues, and that is the red line for Republicans who are smarting really from the impact of allowing the revenues to go up on tax cuts at the end of the year, and that they just don't, congressional leaders just don't feel like they can do any more, not at this point. So do we get to a point where there's a partial government shutdown? Perhaps. I just don't see meaningful debt reduction here over the course of this year.
David Gregory, moderator of NBC's Meet the Press, thank you as always.
David, who are you bringing on to talk about?
I've got Speaker John Boehner. So ooh. I've got the guy in the middle of all of this. He'll be my exclusive guest on Sunday.
That's like a hat trick, I guess, in the Sunday talk show circuit.
We could use some hat tricks, couldn't we, here?
Oh, boy, couldn't we? David, thanks. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, too.